Joel, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hey, and away we go. Welcome to show number 3,230. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk. Montgomery! The Men's Room. On tap today, Ryan Castle is not in. He actually will be with us from home to sit and spin. With 10 songs about home. Get ready to play a low profile this. Plus headlines, the Men's Room shout of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, click, drink it to drunk.
All right, here we go. Good news. A new program, Facetune, will give you a digital facelift so you won't look like ass on conference calls. Meanwhile, a Tennessee man tries to steal beer and toilet paper, but because of the auto lock on the shopping cart, his attempt stalls. Florida couple argues after sex when woman throws pee napkin at man's head. In the Netherlands, forget the toilet paper thing. Shoppers want the stuff that helps them go to bed. And people are now stocking up on chest freezers. That is all coming on today's very special episode of the Men's Room.
Killed the ball.
Here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. I apologize for this in advance. Not to beat a dead horse, but toilet paper continues to be one of the hottest products in the U.S. as the specter of COVID-19 continues to hover. Now, people are stealing and hoarding TP, which creates an actual black market for what our friends in Britain call bum wipe. Now, thanks to an astute listener, we have a list of six natural toilet paper alternatives, but it also includes a bit of a history about what we used to use to clean our collective derriere. Just as a hint, you will never think of corn cobs quite the same again. But here we are in a time where all of us just might have to improvise in some way. In Baltimore, the convention center in the adjoining hotel, they're being converted into field hospitals amid the coronavirus pandemic. And some people are self-diagnosing and self-medicating with, I hope I say this right, is it chloroquine?
One of the two.
It's a chemical that's used to treat aquariums. Some idiots started spreading some false information about its effectiveness against COVID. And it's costing lives. But not all improvisations are virus-related. For example, what do feather dusters, brooms, and vacuum cleaners all have in common? I know what you're probably thinking. Well, they're all cleaning products, and sometimes they are, but they also are three of the top 10 household items you use most often in the bedroom for sexy time. Oh, yeah. We got all 10. Kids, just remember this. You might want to ask for a new spatula before you flip the pancakes. I'm just going to leave it there. But listen, maybe you were broke. Maybe you had crappy roommates. Maybe you forgot something. Maybe it's because of COVID-19. But inevitably, at some point in your life, you wanted the real thing. The real thing was not available. So you had to improvise and come up with a substitute. It's the reason that sex toys like the flashlight exist. It's why we have zoodles. You sons of bitches that try to sneak in a lasagna don't think I can tell. But today's question is this. How or what did you substitute for the real thing?
Be part of the Big Show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the Men's Room.
All the show's head. Away we go. Welcome to show number 3,230. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat is our question today. How or what did you substitute for the real thing? Before we get to the question, a couple of updates for you as we are in day one now of the lockdown in Washington State, Steve. And so far as the United States goes, the coronavirus cases have topped 50,000 across the United States. The state's death toll hit a new milestone as health officials said 110 people have died from the coronavirus around Washington State, according to Como News. According to state health officials, there have been at least 2,221 confirmed cases reported. King County reported just 132 cases as of yesterday, with 1,170 total cases since the start of the outbreak. And yes, we are on day one of the official lockdown in Washington State.
Day seven of the new normal.
Correct. If you've been watching the news, a major topic in the last 24 hours has been the economic impact on the stay-at-home guidelines. President Trump tweeted, "We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself. At the end of the 15-day period, we will make a decision as to which way we want to go. I'm not looking at months. I'll tell you that right now. We're going to open up our country." Health experts are strongly against it, while some political commentators are for it. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said last night that lots of grandparents would sacrifice their lives so their kids could have a better economy if they continued to work and go out.
I see what my parents say.
The good news is social distancing, they say, can work. The results take time. Italy has finally seen a decrease in its daily coronavirus cases. The United States is not quite there yet. We had more than 100 deaths yesterday, the most in a single day. An early sign, by the way, and they're offering some tips here, that a person is infected could be a loss of smell or taste. It's important to know the early signs with a virus that starts out asymptomatic but is still highly contagious. And with that, the Surgeon General, Jerome Adams, he issued a warning yesterday that said, quote, "This week it's going to get bad." He cited people not staying at home as the primary reason. So there you go. As people stay at home and they change their lives, you have to improvise, you have to do things a little bit differently, no matter what habit you have or what you do. A lot of people like to spend their time at casinos and gamble.
Yep.
Can't do that anymore, unless you go online. So you change the way.
But that's a different thing. Like, I like going to the bar, and certainly I've been drinking at home, make no mistake, but it's an entirely different experience.
It is. Well, you have to substitute from what you like to what you have to.
Friends with kids.
What your options are. I mean, that's
the truth of it.
That's the honest to God truth. There is a story here locally about the fact that all the gyms have shut down. And with that, a lot of the instructors are now offering their classes online. Now, that can be a bit of a challenge, but you can watch your instructor and do your deal. A lot of people just don't have weights at home. So what are they doing? They're grabbing a big can of beans or something like that if they don't have.
Are you using that as a very, very convenient excuse not to do this, correct? Because you even tell, look, you go to the gym. I do not go to the gym. I have zero interest.
Well, I'm not going to the gym now.
But you said one of the things is, you know, when you go to the gym or if you have a trainer, you're almost guilted into it. So even though you don't feel like doing it, it's something that you've made routine. But now you're at home and someone says, "Hey, watch my video." You're not doing it. I wouldn't do it.
It depends. No. It depends on how serious you are about working out.
It depends what the doctor's told. Look, either you want to look really, really good, right? Or the doctor said, you need to work out or you're going to die. Mm-hmm. Anyone who's doing it for any other reason, I'm telling you, they've dropped out.
I think this.
I was going to lose 10 pounds. Man, I don't need to. I just wanted to. But now I can't go to the gym. I'm in the comfort of my home. No way.
I think people are. And I tell you why. Because they're losing their minds. You've got to get your yayas out somehow. I think maybe more people are working out now from home because they've got to do something. Like, there's only so much laundry you can do. There's only so much food prep you can do because you're staying at home.
They're streaming.
So it's like you got-
they are streaming. Look, I'm sure there's a percentage of people that truly love working out. And they're working out. Because that's what they like.
No.
I'm telling you, like I said, the 10-pounders, the people that go like, look, I don't look bad. this isn't going to help me. It's just something I want to do for me.
Sure.
I'm telling you, you're done.
In the days where ESPN was not wall-to-wall sports coverage and talking heads and everything else, they had this workout show in the morning
with
this woman from Hawaii, all right? And she had a couple friends with her. Now, that is the only time that I can ever remember in my lifetime watching other people work out on television.
But here's
that's it.
But
that's
we weren't working out.
If I'm watching an online instructor give me a training session, I'm probably going to follow along with what he's doing.
But that's not what we did.
No, but that
that's
was a
not why
time.
We watched it.
I know that.
That's a terrible example.
But I'm saying
that's like saying when
I
watch porn, I don't always have sex.
That's the only time I've ever watched someone worked out or work out and not work out.
Does she look like that?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
I would watch her jump rope for an hour and a half. I mean, but it does not motivate me to jump rope.
Yep. As far as substituting things, we've talked a lot about toilet paper and everything else, but here is a very interesting article. And as far as it goes, it's basically the history of how we've used the bathroom throughout the years and what we've used before the invention of toilet paper. And as they say, Charmin Cottonelle and Downy Soft Toilet Paper, to name a few, are currently unavailable at a lot of places. They are unavailable on Amazon. This verifies what you've always suspected. When things get scary in the U.S., the first thing the most people love about is pooping. How many rolls of toilet paper does the average American go through a year?
I saw this earlier, so I won't. I'm not commenting.
Robin, you have any idea what the average number of toilet papers per year? I think it's an incredible
per American, not family,
per person,
per
right,
person,
right.
Yes.
Per year,
per person. And don't think about Jimmy Lou Stools Johnson; he was a different scenario.
12.
Oh, wow.
15.
How many times do you go in a day? Maybe you have a going problem.
Oh, is that a lot?
No.
It's not even nearly enough.
Oh, it's not enough.
No, it's not nearly enough.
You have a dirty butt, Robin.
No.
What are you, a one-wipe wonder?
No, wait. No, I'm just...
Does your butt itch?
For one person.
For a year, yeah.
I just drag my butt along the floor like my dog.
Is it like one roll per 2 weeks or something?
It's 30 rolls a year.
Okay.
Which is kind of
twice as much as you use.
But still not a reason to stock an entire wall of your basement with them. 70% of the world's population do not use toilet paper.
Wait, what? What's the percentage?
70% of the world's population does not use bathroom tissue.
Wow.
They use a variety of things, including in some countries.
Their pets.
Their left hand.
Oh.
They say people have always devoted a lot of thoughts cleaning their backsides.
Yes.
As early as the 6th century, the Chinese scholar Yan Zitui wrote that he preferred not to use paper containing quotations from the sages.
Basically, what he said was, when I wipe my ass, I'm using scriptures, and I'm starting to get a guilt complex. Think about that.
As all things Romans...
I'm sorry, is that a scripture, man? Because I just wipe my butt on this.
As all things Romans do, they pooped communally, just like they did everything else, and used a sea sponge attached to a stick to clean themselves. Between the uses, the stick was plunged back into seawater. This, incidentally, is where the phrase, the S-E end of the stick, comes from.
Huh.
If you're wondering, I got the S-end of the stick. It goes back to Roman times.
Kids, we hate that we told you that, because I'm sure you would have learned that next week in school.
The Vikings had to use old sheep wool. Oh, you're putting a wool sweater on without a shirt underneath it? Can you imagine wiping your butt with that?
That had to be a really itchy time.
Yeah.
But you know what? Let's face it. Based on the way the Vikings were portrayed, right? I mean, they are a tough bunch.
They are a tough bunch.
That would explain a lot of it, because if your ass is itching all the time, every day of your life, I'm going to say you're going to be a little surly when you talk to people.
The Eskimos used two of the better toilet paper substitutes, snow in the winter and tundra moss when it was available.
Huh.
Snow, incidentally, is often ranked both as one of the best and one of the worst alternatives by natural bathroom tissue experts. On the plus side, it is fantastically effective, both smooth for comfort and mildly abrasive for effective cleaning. What's more, it can be custom shaped. You know what I mean? You can
make a right, depending
small
who you are. Yeah.
Snow crevice or whatever. On the minus side, it's cold. It's wet. In this country, though, believe it or not, until the late 1800s, it was common to find a corn cob hanging from a string in an outhouse.
Yay!
So you could use the old corn cob.
You could.
Yeah.
You want to be first with that one.
Mm-hmm. But as they say, if your ass is on the line, here are six options available in nature, in the great outdoors, that you could use anytime, anywhere.
Do you have any toilet paper sharing music? I'm pretty sure you have that in there. And I think this might be the moment where toilet paper sharing music.
Let's just go, Denny. Okay. Number one is Osage Orange. It is said to be one of the best butt wipes ever, but only during a very, very, very small window of time. You see, the fruit is too big to get into the relevant area. What you want is the young fruit of the Osage orange. The small crevices and bumps on its surface are said to be the ideal texture for cleaning. The orange is kind of waxy, but this orange has some bumps on it.
Some bumps on it. I understand.
Yeah. You want to make sure you used undamaged fruits because Osage orange contains a sticky sap that you really don't want back there. A couple words of caution. They say that it's best to get this as small as possible.
On that note, maybe use a frog. Same general texture, right?
Then we have the slippery elm. These leaves are not soft and absorbent. If anything, they're kind of like sandpaper because the hairs on them contain like a silica crystal type.
All right.
So look at it.
Very abrasive.
It's the same property that makes them effective at cleaning, just to be gentle with it, they said. Then we have mullein, which is similar to lamb's ear around here. You guys know what lamb's ear is.
What's lamb's ear?
There's those big little puffy leaves that you see growing on the ground. They come in clusters. They look like they have a white, filmy surface to them.
But
they're very soft to the touch. Mullein is a lot like a lamb's ear.
You just can't do
better than those big, soft, absorbent leaves. It's also fairly sturdy, which reduces the chance of poking through it, they say. Mullein has been used by just about everybody for just about everything. Tribes in the Southwest smoked it to treat mental illness. Eastern tribes use the leaves to treat colds, bronchitis, asthma, and you can wipe your ass with it. Our next up is lamb's ear, another standout. It's not native, but grows throughout the U.S. The leaves are big, quite soft, and absorbent. They are said to feel like sitting on a cloud, which may be stretching things. Lamb's ear has natural antibiotic qualities that make it nice on your backside as well. It also makes a great alternative to a Band-Aid if you get cut in the woods. Number five on the list is the old man's beard.
Tell me this is a plant.
There are 87 kinds of old man's beard, including Spanish moss.
I pictured Santa Claus, and I felt terrible.
Yeah. They all grow on trees and look like a tangled fishing line. You've seen them.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, some of those you can actually eat if you are in a tropical rainforest. Almost like lettuce, but it tastes like crap.
You know that, but you didn't know you could wipe your ass.
It's also a fantastic fire starter. If you're ever in a pinch, that stuff will go up in a poof. The number one thing that they say in the great outdoors to wipe your ass with. Any ideas? Any guesses?
Squirrels.
In fact, it is moss. The gold standard among natural toilet paper.
The gold standard.
They say,
I see.
Think of it as green charbon. I feel like I'm reading a Boy Scout book here. Moss is soft, absorbent, and full of iodine. A natural germ killer. It grows all over the country and not just on the north side of trees. Don't be particular, they say, about whatever species. For one, it's extremely difficult to identify. For another, it doesn't matter. Go for the moss. Make sure you have more than you think you need because you probably poke your finger through it, they say. It's a lot harder to move around afterward. So once you get it, you kind of got to just drop it and let it go for the spiral.
So that's a good thing to know.
These are some handy tips.
They are. I would have never known.
You have to think that maybe if you're hiking the Appalachian Trail, like your brother did, or the Pacific Crest Trail, or whatever, that these are better to know the leaves and wipe your ass with, poison ivy or poison oak. Our question, how or what did you substitute for the real thing? 844-999-OLA.
Doing God's work, Miles.
I know it.
Hello, Don. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hola.
Pennsylvania. He went out into the country, with some buddies, and, he had to take a dump. And he didn't know any better. He thought he was just grabbing some leaves, but he ended up wiping his rear end with poison oak.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not good.
Well, wait, how long did it take him to realize his mistake?
I think it was about a half an hour before it really hit him.
And then how much longer? Like, I've never had poison oak. I've had poison ivy when I was a kid. Like, does this last for 3 days? Is it a week? How long?
As I recall, it lasted over a week. He was a pretty miserable young man.
Yeah, it's not that this is a substitute story, but in fact it is. We used to have a rope swing by the lake where we used to ride our bikes to when I was a kid. And you could swing off the cliff. One day, the rope swing just broke right up at the top. There was no way that anybody that I knew in my group was going to shimmy to where that thing was latched up and put another rope on. We didn't have a rope, but there was a lot of hanging vines around that area. So we found a big 2-inch thick vine, and we decided that, man, that could hold us all. So we started swinging off the vine. It was about 5 or 6 of us. We did not realize that vine was poison oak.
Oh, no!
This was between our legs. It was on our chest. Cradled with on the inside of all of our arms. We couldn't go to school for a couple weeks. It stung. There was needles that kind of were like little, which you didn't see. It was the worst. It was the worst. The only thing that I know worse than that is poison sumac.
Sure.
I know one person who got it and said it was hell, but he never had poison oak. So I have no way to know. But he said it was the worst thing he'd
Again,
ever experienced.
Again, if I poison ivy, not poison oak, and you clowns, like you said, what, between your legs, across your chest,
well, just like,
you like under
on,
your arms.
Just like
right?
You're under a rope swing, man. You got that thing going all the way up and down. You've latched your ankles into it. You've pinched your thighs together.
You gripped it for life.
You're holding on to your chest, absolutely, because if it snaps off, I don't know if it matters or not at that point in time. You're going to fall, but one way or another.
What would have been worse? If it had snapped and you fell, or dealing with weeks of that crap?
No, absolutely not. I'd rather fall. There was nothing worse than that. I mean, it was absolutely, it was one of the worst experiences. And when you think about, like, being stuck at home and all those things, I only had a couple of those experiences growing up, and that was one of them. Like, I never really got, I got a bad case of appendicitis when I was younger, and I was I was in the hospital for a little bit, but I don't really remember that too much. But I definitely remember when I got poison oak.
Yeah.
And just absolutely how, like, I couldn't sit still. I didn't want to be anywhere. You can't lay down. You just can't find it. It's like you can't escape it.
The difference is, for most people, that's probably not as true as it is for you, because most people don't have it on their ankles, calves, inner thighs, stomach, chest, under their arms, and their hands.
This
right?
is the era
like
we're in.
Like, you had it everywhere, man.
This is the era we're in, okay, at this point in time. My mother, she sold, like, Mary Kay Cosmetics or something, okay? All right, this is just the times we're in. And it's in West Virginia. And apparently, Avon had this product, much like they did to keep mosquitoes and bugs away, like Skin So Soft. Can't remember whatever the name of the product was. But they had another one that also was, like, a super calamine. For this kind of thing.
Super calamine.
You know, so my mom, big times, it calls the Avon lady, her competition, you know what I mean, in town, and has her come over and bring me this crap, you know what I mean, which is a big deal. These are two competing forces, you know, two women who are operating out of their cars who hate each other. And they, you know, reached out in this time of need.
To save you.
To give me some
Look
fun.
At you bringing the world together because you and your friends are stupid.
How or what did you substitute for the real thing? 844-999. Ola, you are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Be sure to check out mensroomlive.com. We are open Seattle. There's also a hiring section on there as we have put together a list of the businesses that are still in operation and offering their services through the shutdown. We have Perfect Reflections Auto Body in Shelton. They are remaining open 8 through 5 o'clock every afternoon for your collision repair needs. If you're out on the road, happen to get into one, they are open and ready to go. Guys, thank you for putting a list of open establishments out there for all of us to support. Just know the Papa Murphy locations are doing carryout, most if not all, even do third-party delivery services like Uber Eats and DoorDash, Silverdale, 2 in Bremerton, Port Orchard, Gig Harbor locations, Federal Way, Sumner, and Auburn. Thank you again, guys. We really appreciate it during this hard time. Vendors out there still alive. Titani Kitchen in South Lake Union, Raw My Thai, Capitol Hill, Kin Kin Thai Night Bites in Fremont, and the Pod Shop on West Seattle. All those can be delivered through Caviar. And one more, guys. My friend Tammy owns Tammy's in Tacoma. She used to own the 48th Street Bar and Grill, but she is now at Tammy's in Tacoma, and she delivers on Grubhub and DoorDash. They've got your typical bar fare, burger baskets, fish and chips, chicken, JoJo's, pizza, pretty much anything that you can deep fry and eat there down in Tacoma.
Tammy's.
Yeah, by the way, at mensroomlive.com, we're open Seattle. If you have a business, you can go there, put all your information in, and we'll continue to read those businesses out, and hopefully you can get there and support them, because, man, it's tough as far as everything goes, especially the service industry. Restaurants are shut down, but many are offering takeout and to-go orders. So,
see, I thought Tammy's was like a DIY tattoo place.
Tammy's?
We provide the needles and all the cigarettes you need.
Well, yeah.
Just trace your own design on your arm. You end it out in a flash.
Speaking of DIY, our question, how or what did you substitute for the real thing? And believe it or not, hand sanitizer is big. We use hand sanitizer in here about every 15 minutes.
I know.
Throughout the day. That's why our hands are all dry and chafed. But if you're having trouble finding hand sanitizer, believe it or not, a doctor has broken down how you can do this at home and substitute it for the real thing, even though it's still pretty good stuff. So he's a biomedical PhD, and he broke down what you need to make hand sanitizer at home. And you probably already have several of these items already around, and if not, they're likely more available than the Purell is at the moment. So, if you take 2/3 of a cup of rubbing alcohol, isopropyl alcohol,
all right,
2/3 of a cup, 1/3 of a cup of pure aloe vera gel, like that you might use after you got sunburned, you might have that in a case like
that. Why are you looking at me? I've been sunburned
once
that's in my
point.
Life.
My bad. 8 to 10 drops of essential oil for smell if you want to.
Come on.
You basically get
a
bowl and spoon funnel, and you just mix this stuff all up, and you are good to go. Be sure to use gloves when you do this because it is isopropyl alcohol, so it'll burn a little bit, but, you know, you can't just have it in there all the time, but you can make your own gel at home. So our question, how or what did you substitute for the real thing? 844-999-OLA.
We got a couple of comments here. Let's see. Years back, I hooked up with a woman at a bar. We got back to her place. We found out she didn't have any comments. So I had her bust out the saran wrap. We'll let you do the math.
No way.
That's not the
What's the math? That you got her pregnant?
What do you mean?
Well, we'll let you do the math. I mean, I know how the saran wrap worked, but
yeah, that's what I thought you meant. Like, come on, Miles.
Well, this isn't the place to have that conversation. Surely that didn't work.
I bet you did.
I've heard about that in one other instance of a sexual nature, but I've not heard of it done that way before.
Well, was that cling wrap?
Yeah, just, you know what I mean? Like, you know, to prevent the Michael Douglas.
Yeah.
What I'm saying?
And I'm like, I'm perfectly cool with that.
Sure. It's like you have a screen.
I'm receiving
like
that.
You have a screen door. You still feel the breeze. You still look outside. You know what I mean? You're close. You're just not really out there, you know?
Someone else says, what I substituted for the real thing is smiles. In the hell of my youth, I worked food service and was often hassled by management to look happier for the customers. Naturally, that just made me hate them even more. And then there's this one. I was a horny, horny teenager. Also read, I was a teenager who needed his fix. So I tried to make a homemade synthetic piece of female genitalia with two sponges and a rubber band. When that didn't work, I got so mad I just threw it away. Well, my parents discovered it. And when they asked me about it, I just told them, the sponges are moldy. I just wanted to keep them together in the trash.
Yeah. Our question, how or what did you substitute for the real thing? 844-999-0.
I bet you there are more substitutes. In an effort for sexual gratification, people are willing to substitute anything they think might work. Whether it's sponges, I tried the vacuum cleaner once. Ted mentioned he used silly putty once. Said he got stuck in his pubic hair. Don't try it home. Sofa cushions. Think about the existence of a fleshlight. Any sex toy. It's all about the substitute.
Absolutely.
Because you'd rather have sex.
Yeah, I didn't get very experimental with that kind of.
Really?
I didn't MacGyver anything when I was.
I mean, all I tried was the vacuum because I thought this was such a brilliant idea. It was not, and I almost got caught by my dad. It was awful.
Our question for what did you substitute for the real thing? 844-999-0. Don't forget Drunken Charge coming up. Brian Castle's got 10 songs about home as he'll be talking to us from his home studio with Sid and Spin on the way.
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.